After over 400 years of silence, the story of God's love continues as Matthew shares his experience as one of Jesus' closest followers. Matthew wrote this record of Jesus' life 20 or more years after Christ died and rose again in the 50s or 60s A.D. This story of the good news, this gospel, is the perfect way to begin the second part of the Bible. Matthew explains how Jesus brought new meaning to the laws that people already knew and accepted. He wanted people to understand that the promises and prophecies of the Old Testament point to Jesus, the long-awaited Messiah. He reminds us of prophecies that foretell specific details about the coming of the Messiah and prove that Jesus Christ is exactly who the prophet said he would be. You can almost feel his joy as Matthew, once a dishonest tax collector, tells how his life was completely transformed by knowing Jesus. Listen as he shares the hope of what he experienced as a close friend of the Son of God. Through his words, you too can walk with Jesus and experience a new life in knowing and following the Christ.
The Gospel according to Matthew. This is the family history of Jesus Christ. He came from the family of David. David came from the family of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac was the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah was the father of Perez and Zerah. Their mother was Tamar. Perez was the father of Hezron. Hezron was the father of Ram. Ram was the father of Amminadab. Amminadab was the father of Nahshon. Nahshon was the father of Salmon. Salmon was the father of Boaz. Boaz's mother was Rahab. Boaz was the father of Obed. Obed's mother was Ruth. Obed was the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon. Solomon's mother had been Uriah's wife. Solomon was the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam was the father of Abijah. Abijah was the father of Asa. Asa was the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat was the father of Jehoram. Jehoram was the ancestor of Uzziah. Uzziah was the father of Jotham. Jotham was the father of Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was the father of Manasseh. Manasseh was the father of Ammon. Ammon was the father of Josiah. Josiah was the grandfather of Jehoiakim and his brothers. This was at the time that the people were taken to Babylon. After they were taken to Babylon, Jehoiakim was the father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel was the grandfather of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was the father of Abiad. Abiad was the father of Eliakim. Eliakim was the father of Azar. Azar was the father of Zadok. Zadok was the father of Achim. Achim was the father of Eliad. Eliad was the father of Eleazar. Eleazar was the father of Mathan. Mathan was the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Joseph. Joseph was the husband of Mary, and Mary was the mother of Jesus. Jesus is called the Christ. So there were 14 generations from Abraham to David, and there were 14 generations from David until the time when the people were taken to Babylon. And there were 14 generations from the time when the people were taken to Babylon until Christ was born. The mother of Jesus Christ was Mary. And this is how the birth of Jesus came about. Mary was engaged to marry Joseph. But before they married, she learned that she was going to have a baby. She was pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. Mary's husband, Joseph, was a good man. He did not want to disgrace her in public, so he planned to divorce her secretly. While Joseph thought about this, an angel of the Lord came to him in a dream.
Joseph, descendant of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The baby in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son. You will name the son Jesus. Give him that name because he will save his people from their sins.
All this happened to make clear the full meaning of what the Lord had said through the prophet.
The virgin will be pregnant. She will have a son, and they will name him Emmanuel.
This name means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the Lord's angel had told him to do. Joseph married Mary, but he did not have sexual relations with her until she gave birth to the son. And Joseph named the son Jesus. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. After Jesus was born, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem.
Where is the baby who was born to be the king of the Jews?
We saw his star in the east. We came to worship him.
When King Herod heard about this new king of the Jews, he was troubled. And all the people in Jerusalem were worried too. Herod called the meeting of all the leading priests and teachers of the law. He asked them where the Christ would be born.
In the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the prophet wrote about this in the scriptures. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, you are important among the rulers of Judah. A ruler will come from you. He will be like a shepherd for my people, the Israelites.
Then Herod had a secret meeting with the wise men from the east. He learned from them the exact time they first saw the star. Then Herod sent the wise men to Bethlehem.
Go and look carefully to find the child. When you find him, come tell me. Then I can go worship him too.
The wise men heard the king and then left. They saw the same star they had seen in the east. It went before them until it stopped above the place where the child was. When the wise men saw the star, they were filled with joy. They went to the house where the child was and saw him with his mother, Mary. They bowed down and worshipped the child. They opened the gifts they brought for him. They gave him treasures of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But God warned the wise men in a dream not to go back to Herod. So they went home to their own country by a different way. After they left, an angel of the Lord came to Joseph in a dream.
Get up, take the child and his mother, and escape to Egypt. Herod will start looking for the child to kill him. Stay in Egypt until I tell you to return.
So Joseph got up and left for Egypt during the night with the child and his mother. Joseph stayed in Egypt until Herod died. This was to make clear the full meaning of what the Lord had said through the prophet.
I called my son out of Egypt.
When Herod saw that the wise men had tricked him, he was very angry. So he gave an order to kill all the baby boys in Bethlehem and in all the area around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or younger. This was in keeping with the time he learned from the wise men. So what God had said through the prophet Jeremiah came true.
A sound was heard in Ramah. It was painful crying and much sadness. Rachel cries for her children, and she could not be comforted because her children are dead.
After Herod died, an angel of the Lord came to Joseph in a dream. This happened while Joseph was in Egypt. The angel said,
Get up. Take the child and his mother and go to Israel. The people who were trying to kill the child are now dead.
So Joseph took the child and his mother and went to Israel. But he heard that Archelaus was now king in Judea. Archelaus became king when his father Herod died. So Joseph was afraid to go there. After being warned in a dream, he went to the area of Galilee. He went to a town called Nazareth and lived there. And so what God had said through the prophets came true.
He will be called a Nazarene.